When the council left this issue undecided earlier this month, they were split over two options to deal with the smaller diameter section of pipeline. That 14-inch diameter line contributed to the reduced water flow from the dam and the collapse of a portion of the larger diameter main pipeline. One plan, known as Option 1, would replace 220 feet of the smaller pipeline between the dam and the main water line. It would leave the smaller inlet pipe running underneath the dam itself intact, but would, according to the city's engineering consultants, provide proper water pressure. Estimated at $750,000, Option 1 was recommended by staff, the utility board, and the engineers. Mark Jensen was one of three council members Monday who still preferred Option 1, agreeing with the engineers that it was a simpler fix with fewer unknowns and less risk of problems. Jensen read from the latest report by the engineering firm of Paratovich, Nottingham & Drage.
We believe that the best alternative is Option 1, which avoids any physical penetration of the dam. Replacing the pipeline within the footprint of the dam will only gain 9/10 of a PSI of additional pressure throughout the system and introduces risk of breach and potential cost overrun, not to mention the additional base cost. We believe that the modest gain in pressure does not justify the risk and cost in this case, particularly when there are other methods available to get the additional pressure if necessary, such as lowering the transmission line within the trench at critical points.
PN&D raised a number of concerns about Option 3, which was the other option being considered by the council. Option 3 would bypass the smaller diameter pipeline entirely by running two new water intake pipes through the dam's 5-foot-wide emergency drain culverts. That plan's estimated to cost $1 million, but according to the engineers, there's a significant risk of higher costs because of the complexity and unusual nature of the work. But the majority of councillors preferred Option 3 as a more thorough fix, since the smaller pipe draining into a larger pipeline was a key part of the original problem. They wanted to do away with that smaller line once and for all, Councillor Sarah Stoner.
I can't see that Option 1, just from what I can see with common sense, that Option 1 is going to fix the problem of the smaller pipe going into the larger pipe, just like everyone else has said. I don't think that Option 1 would fix it, and I also think that it could just collapse again for the same reasons when you turn that pump on, just from common sense. And I think that Option 3, it's not penetrating the dam, it's using what's already there, and I think that that would be better to have that bigger intake pipe connecting to the rest of the pipe.
And the council ultimately picked Option 3 with yes votes from Councillors Stoner, Bob Nilsson, Lee Corio, and Melinda Hofstad. Mayor Al Dwyer and Councillors Jensen and Ed Sarf were opposed, as they had preferred to stick with the engineers' recommended Option 1. In Petersburg, I'm Matt Lichtenstein.